cost for Americans if Russia invades Ukraine. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today acknowledged the likelihood that U.S. and allied sanctions on Russia in retaliation for a possible invasion of Ukraine would have significant blowback on the American economy. He said an invasion would have an immense human cost for those in Ukraine.
And the strategic cost for Russia will also be immense. If Russia attacks Ukraine, it'll be met with overwhelming international condemnation.
Biden spoke hours after Russia announced that some units participating in military exercises near Ukraine's borders would begin returning to their bases, a claim U.S. officials say they cannot verify. Two abortion providers in Oklahoma said today they're still seeing a massive influx of women from Texas who want to terminate their pregnancies after Texas last year passed the most restrictive anti-abortion law in the country in decades. Statistics released last week by the Texas Health and Human Services Commission show abortions in Texas fell by 60% in the first 6 months after that new law took effect. A jury today rejecting a claim by former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin that the New York Times damaged her reputation by mistakenly linking her campaign rhetoric to a mass shooting. Her attorney, Ken Turkell, not ruling out an appeal.
We're going to evaluate all our options for appeal, all of our options for any further motion practice in court at the trial level. And take it from there.
Yesterday, the judge overseeing the trial declared that if the jury sided with Palin, he would set aside his verdict on the grounds that she had not proved the paper acted maliciously, something that is required in libel suits involving public figures. The families of nine victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting announced today that they have agreed to a $73 million settlement of a lawsuit against Remington Arms, the manufacturer of the rifle used to kill 20 first graders and six teachers in 2012. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
A man accused of a stabbing spree in New Mexico has been formally charged.
42-year-old Tobias Gutierrez is accused of stabbing 11 people with a large knife at multiple locations as he rode around on his bike in Albuquerque Sunday. He's now charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon for two of the attacks, with other charges pending. Court records show Gutierrez has a long criminal history with drug and burglary convictions. That his only violent arrest of aggravated battery and aggravated assault was dismissed by a judge in 2014. Records show Gutierrez was released from federal custody in 2020 on a gun charge. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A Massachusetts Montessori preschool has shut down and apologized after a classroom full of toddlers painted black faces on paper plates and held them up to their own faces last week as a celebration of Black History Month. The teacher who planned and executed the activity was first reprimanded and then fired. Investigators say online romance scams have cost hundreds of people in Colorado and Wyoming more than $32 million.
The FBI Denver Division says these scams took place between October and January. More than half of the targeted victims were over the age of 60. The FBI estimates romance scams account for the highest financial losses compared to other internet crimes. Scammers use dating websites or social media to target victims, gain their trust, and then ask for money under false pretenses. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
An estimated 101.1 million people watched the Los Angeles Rams win the Super Bowl over the Cincinnati Bengals on NBC and Telemundo. Last year's game had a television audience of 92 million, the lowest since 2006. The Nielsen Company said another 11.2 million people streamed the game. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.